It's 620. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Texas is ground zero in the immigration debate, as the legislature proved when it passed the controversial Senate Bill 4. The so-called Sanctuary Cities Law penalizes government agencies that don't cooperate fully with federal immigration officials. That bill sparked protests across the state, criticism from leaders of local law agencies, and even a near brawl on the floor of the legislature. Things were much more orderly today in Grapevine, where the state sheriffs are holding their annual meeting. ICE, the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, celebrated 18 Texas sheriffs who were part of an ICE program known as 287G. And it trains local law officers to carry out federal immigration policies. KERA's Stella Chavez is just back in the studio from Grapevine. Stella, first off, what does this program do, and what do sheriffs get out of this?
Well, one of the main things, Justin, is that officers will get training and agencies will also get additional resources. So if they have suspects who are in the country illegally, they'll be able to identify them in jail.
Can you break down who's involved, Stella?
There are 60 agencies in 18 states around the country, but almost a third of them are in Texas alone. And in Texas, there are 19 agencies in the program, and that's 18 sheriff's departments and one city police department, which is Carrollton. Now, Tarrant is the largest county in the program in Texas and the second largest in the country.
Most of these counties are pretty small. What are the bigger counties saying?
Well, Harris County, which is home of Houston and the largest in Texas, actually pulled out of the program earlier this year. And the sheriffs in Dallas and Travis have been pretty outspoken against SB4. Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez particularly has resisted pressure from the state and the federal government.
I'm curious, what's the argument against this kind of cooperation?
A lot of local governments don't like it because they think it scares off immigrants who need help from authorities. And immigration advocates say giving local law agencies federal immigration responsibilities is basically a crackdown on immigrants. And then that alienates an entire community and could lead to racial profiling.
And this issue has a lot of history, Stella.
Right. The Obama administration actually pulled back on these partnerships after Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona was accused of going too far. And by the way, Justin, Arpaio was convicted today of criminal contempt.
Thanks for the time, Stella.
Thank you, Justin.
Earlier this month, 10 people died and dozens more remain hospitalized after being trafficked into San Antonio in the back of a tractor trailer. While some say stricter immigration laws are increasing the amount of human smuggling within the U.S., Ippolito Acosta says the lack of law enforcement is the real problem. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with a former U.S. immigration official about how employers contribute to illegal immigration.
It's been a tradition throughout the United States. We've been negligent in enforcing immigration laws in the interior of the United States. Our politicians, our political leaders, they know what the realities are, and they hide behind the wall saying, you know, until we secure the border, until we do this. And the reality is that interior enforcement has long been neglected. We also have a system in the United States where it's easier to not work and get benefits, whereas individuals who come in from another country are going to take those jobs. So there's a lot of reasons why this happens. But until we get serious, and even with this administration, which I believe has implemented some good things on immigration, they're still not doing the interior enforcement that they need to address the issue. Are they going to do it? I don't know. But until they get serious about interior enforcement and then finding a resolution for the millions that are here, you know, it's going to continue the same.
Ippolito Acosta is the author of Deep in the Shadows, Undercover in the Ruthless World of Human Smuggling. This episode of Think rears tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Elections experts say when it comes to voter fraud, in-person fraud is rare. Most cases happen with mail-in ballots. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say something should be done to better prevent, detect, and punish people who abuse the mail-in ballot system. But as KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, that doesn't seem to be leading to cooperation on the efforts during this special session.
The push to combat mail-in ballot voter fraud in Austin comes as Dallas County is still reeling from allegations of fraud in May's local elections.
Dallas County District Attorney's Office has opened a criminal voter fraud investigation.
Complaints about mail-in ballots are off the charts.
Some residents, mostly seniors in West Dallas, began complaining about receiving mail-in ballots for the May 6th election,
even though they had not requested them.
Officials inspected more than 700 mail-in ballots for possible fraud and threw out nearly 100 of them. It didn't change the election results, but prosecutors have made one arrest so far in the ongoing investigation.
The election fraud under investigation in Dallas is just the latest example.
When Governor Greg Abbott called lawmakers back to Austin for a special session, mail-in ballot voter fraud was one of his 20 priorities.
I want legislation that toughens penalties on mail ballot vote fraud and makes it harder for that crime to be committed in Texas.
Jonathan White says that's needed. He works on voter fraud cases in the Texas Attorney General's office.
The ballot could be diverted. The ballot could be stolen. That ballot could have been fraudulently generated to begin with. It can be harvested from the voter in a number of ways, including outright theft, to just manipulating the voter and influencing them as to how to vote.
That's particularly an issue because in Texas, only seniors, people with disabilities, and folks who will be out of their home county on election day can apply for mail-in ballots. White says he's seen evidence of organized schemes to fraudulently deliver votes for candidates in counties large and small, from North Texas to the Rio Grande Valley. He says it mostly happens in low turnout races, like local elections and primaries.
It's a well-known secret in political circles that these folks exist. And if you want their services, you hire them.
In the past 15 years, the Texas Attorney General's office has only won convictions in about 100 cases of voter fraud. That's out of tens of millions of votes cast in elections. But White says those numbers don't include local and federal prosecutions or the cases that his small team hasn't been able to get to. And then there's all the cases that never even cross a prosecutor's desk.
9 times out of 10, when you commit election fraud or do vote harvesting, you're not going to be detected and reported. And 9 times out of 10, when you are reported, you won't get investigated. And 9 times out of 10 that you're investigated, you won't get prosecuted.
Representative Craig Goldman says if you are prosecuted, the penalties should be tougher. The Fort Worth Republican is carrying the bill the governor asked for.
Right now, basically, it's a slap on the wrist. It's a misdemeanor. And so no one is scared to go out and do it. Once we make it a felony, hopefully after this special session, then they're going to think twice before they go do these sort of things.
Goldman also wants to give election officials more tools to detect fraud when it happens and to make it harder to commit in the first place. He says this is long overdue. Democratic Representative Eric Johnson agrees, but he says,
this is too important of a topic to throw together some solution in 2 weeks and think that's going to solve the problem. It won't.
Johnson represents that West Dallas area where a lot of the allegedly fraudulent mail-in ballots came from. He wants to wait for that investigation to finish and then study the results before legislating because, he says, election law is complicated.
All the pieces are so intertwined that when you do one thing to try to prevent anyone from being able to abuse a particular voting system, you can very easily, inadvertently disenfranchise an even larger number of people than you would be prevented from being defrauded.
Republicans say they want bipartisan support on this, but with the clock ticking on the special session, they're moving fast. The Senate passed a mail-in ballot fraud bill in a near party-line vote last week. A similar bill is moving in the House. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Partly cloudy skies in store for us this evening. Should be a low around 77. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. There's a 30% chance of rain with high near 90. And tomorrow night, much of the same. Cloudy skies, 30% chance of storms, the low around 74. It's about 92 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 91 in Tyler, and 90 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.